The World This Week. Politics.
Battling the fallout from parties held at Downing Street during COVID-19 lockdowns, Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, won a snap no-confidence vote among Conservative MPs. But more than 40% of his own MPs voted against him, severely denting his authority. The party's rules prevent another formal challenge to Mr. Johnson's leadership for a year, but Mr. Johnson's opponents note that his support was weaker than that accorded to Theresa May in a similar vote in 2018 as her premiership floundered. 6 months later, she quit. Sweden's governing Social Democrats won what was in effect a no-confidence vote, but only by securing the cooperation of an independent MP of Kurdish descent by reaffirming their support for a Kurdish group in Syria. That further complicates relations with Turkey, which has said it will block Sweden's and Finland's bids to join NATO, owing to their support for Kurdish organizations that Turkey deems terrorists. Ukrainian troops continue to resist Russia's offensive in Severodonetsk, a besieged city in the east of Ukraine. Elsewhere, the pace of fighting has slowed markedly, probably as a result of both widespread casualties and the loss of much military equipment on both sides. Russian missiles hit Kyiv, the capital, for the first time in several weeks. A Russian strike destroyed Ukraine's second biggest grain terminal in Mykolaiv. At a meeting of the UN Security Council, the President of the European Council accused Russia of using food supplies as a stealth missile by blocking grain exports from Ukraine. The Russian ambassador stormed out of the session. Talks between Russia and Turkey aimed at allowing grain exports to resume from Ukraine's blockaded ports ended without a solution. Mali's junta, which came to power by staging coups in 2020 and 2021, and had pledged to step down by February this year, said it would delay handing power to a civilian government by another 2 years. The Economic Community of West African States warned that it would not lift sanctions until the junta agreed to a shorter transition. Gunmen killed at least 50 people when they attacked a Catholic church in Nigeria's southwestern Ondo state. The attack was the first of its kind in Ondo. Violence appears to be spreading from the northwest, where thousands have been killed by jihadists over the past decade. Nigeria's ruling All Progressives Congress Party picked Bola Tinubu, a former governor of Lagos State, as its presidential candidate for an election next year. The 70-year-old will run against the main opposition candidate, Atiku Abubakar, a 75-year-old former vice president. With tensions increasing between the two countries, Felix Tshisekedi, the president of Congo, bluntly accused neighboring Rwanda of backing the M23 rebel group, which in recent weeks has attacked villages and army posts in eastern Congo. Rwanda denies involvement.